Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and this is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we'll have Germany, Yanni Belser on Perspective with family members, and there's always interesting topics right there. Things that are concerning in the country, things that we Christians and the country is going through, addressing these from a biblical perspective. That is like really awesome. So you don't want to miss Perspective. And after Perspective, you have Luko Mgwediputi. Luko Mgwediputi will be with you on Heart to Heart from 12 o'clock up until 3 o'clock today. So you don't want to miss anything that we have for you vandaag, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. So we were talking to Sekelo Shude. Can you believe people are using plastic for great things? Huh? Plastic. I saw these other young women. I think they are from somewhere in the Vaal. They are from in the Vaal, and they are using plastic. They go to hospitals and they collect plastic waste from the hospitals, and they turn that into bricks. But not even for paving, because there's a time when right here on Petro Business we spoke to some people who are using or who are turning plastic into bricks for paving. But these ones, you can even use the brick to build a house. I was like, what? But all of that is possible. All of that is possible. Sometimes we see waste, other people see money. And yes, if maybe you're also looking for an idea, the Lord Holy Spirit has got all these ideas with him. He knows what's good. He knows what you can do, and he knows your ability, and he will also empower and enable you. He will also, have you heard when cars are said to be powered by a certain company? So you would be powered by the Lord Holy Spirit, who makes it possible. And you can go to him and say, yeah, I don't know, I wish I could also have such an idea, and trust him to do exactly that, to say, Lord, I would like to achieve this. And what I know is that he will help you get to it. He will help you get to it. All the ideas, all your greatness is right within you. So those ideas are right there. Where other people would be seeing waste, you can be seeing money, and you can be seeing a solution to the waste that they are seeing, and you can use that as well to better your life and other people's lives. I'm definitely sure that when you open that business, when you open that company, there are people who are seeking for jobs, and you would have provided that for them. So if you do have those ideas, ask the Lord Holy Spirit on how to go about it, and who to talk to, and where to go, and how to start. He knows it all. He knows it all. Ah, Bona, he knows it all. There is nothing the Lord Holy Spirit doesn't know. The Lord Holy Spirit is our teacher, and he knows us even better than we know ourselves. He knows our abilities, and he will, and he does carry us through all the time. He does that all the time. All that you and I need to say to him is, Lord, use me.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward. Come and ask your questions, share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Good morning, Sibongile. Good morning to the Radio Pulpit family. It has been a while since I've been here. So this is Prudence, your marketplace motivator, always talking to you about winning in your marketplace. Oh my goodness, it has been a while. A lot has been happening since I've been here the last time, but it's absolutely an honor and a pleasure to be with you once again this morning, but also to be with you in August month. Yes, it is Women's Month. It is August, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what does August mean? I'm encouraging all those beautiful ladies out there to know what August means, for us to step into that fully, and also to consider how you can move forward in terms of you expressing your August. Where have I been? Maybe just to say a little bit, I've been on mission. So I've been on mission in the United States of America. I've also been in Europe. And I'm just on my way to Kenya. So as you know, I'm always traveling, just preaching the gospel. And it's also an honor and a pleasure for me to be able to do that. But coming back to what I want to talk about this morning, it's to encourage women. You know, women are very special. Lots of special things also happen when women come together. So I want to start by always encouraging you with the word of God. So let us go to a group of women that are described here in Luke 8. About what are the things that they did, where did Jesus find them, and what are the things that they did for Jesus, and how did they end up making this great announcement? The Bible says, now it came to pass in Luke 8 verse 1, afterwards that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, called Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had come seven demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. So here the story, this story here tells us about these women. And what I like about it is it's women just like us who were found in the ordinary day-to-day lives, in our day-to-day lives, with our day-to-day struggles. It says this one was possessed of demons. Jesus healed her. It also talks about the other woman, and it says they were really following Jesus, and they were also supporting Jesus' ministry, because it says who provided for him from their substance. Now, we know sometimes the Bible just says certain woman or a certain man, but here the Bible goes further just to describe who exactly these women were. And we're going to see fast forward later on where these women show up again. And that is why I'm very encouraged by the testimony of these women. Because Jesus found them, Jesus healed them, and they went on to commit to supporting Jesus' ministry and also to walk with him. And though he found them in these challenges of life and healed them, from that point forward, after that transformation happened, they really walked with Jesus. They really supported his ministry. They really, gave themselves to what Jesus was doing. And we always see through the pages of the rest of the book of Luke, we see these women are then there and doing certain things in the ministry of Christ. Then if we were to go on to Luke 24, this is where this woman shows up again. And I'm just going to read it from verse 21 to, Luke 24. From verse 1 to verse 11. It says, now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to this tomb bringing the spices which had been prepared, but they found the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. Now, looking back again, here it tells us the women were possessed by demons, Jesus healed them, and now they want to go and do something special for Jesus. They were there traumatized by the crucifixion. They were there when he at the cross, and here these women now wanting to go and embalm the body of Jesus. But one of the challenges that they found is they knew that there was a big stone in front of the grave, and now they were wanting the disciples to go and help them to roll the stone away. So that is my first word of encouragement, is you may have been found in your challenges and you may be going through many challenges right now, but know that Jesus can do something about wherever you may find yourself today. That's number one. Number two, you may find that there is a stone that you are not able to roll away. There's a stumbling block. There's something that's blocking you, that's hindering you. Here the Bible says, whilst they were still meditating and they may have thought, I'm not even going to go because I don't think anything is going to happen. I don't think I'll be able to roll the stone away, even if I want to go and embalm the body of Jesus. But here they went. You know, sometimes we get discouraged by our circumstances and we don't even try. We may have given up to try, but I want to encourage a woman who's listening to me today to, you may perceive that that stone is still there, but these women, although they thought that the stone was there, they went, and here the amazing thing happened. They found the stone was rolled away. So that hindrance, that blockage, that thing that has been holding you back, that has been slowing you down, it is not a permanent fixture in your life. If you believe Jesus and you believe in his power that is working in your life, you will find one day, as you keep on believing, you keep on reading the word of God, you keep on confessing it, one day you will find that the stone has been rolled away. It goes on to verse 3 and says, then they went in and they did not find the body of Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living amongst the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how we spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all the things to the 11 and to the rest of the women. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other woman with them, who told these things to the apostles, and their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. You know, I just always get so much encouraged by this word, because we know that Jesus had 12 disciples. We know that they were all men. We know that Jesus kept on talking about, just the same as it says here in verse 7, the Son of Man will be delivered into hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day rise again. So they knew that this was going to happen. But when it actually happens, the posture of the disciples are, oh, Jesus has been crucified. We're not even going to go to the grave. You know, it's all over. This guy that we have believed in, we followed him around, we gave up everything, and now he has been crucified. But the posture of the hearts of women, and that is the heart of women, they were like, you know, we follow Jesus. He did something for us. He changed our lives. He transformed our destinies, and they followed him. And because they still wanted to go and do something else for Jesus, even after he was crucified, that is when they made the discovery, the greatest discovery ever, that he is risen. And they were then able to go to the disciples.
Hi there, folks. Michael Heath here from Heath and Venzel Optometrists. We've had the privilege of serving your family's vision needs since 1957 and will continue to offer the best vision solutions, from the latest in diagnostic and lens technology to vision therapy and everything in between. Call Linwood on 012-348-1177 or Linton's Corner on 012-880-8828 to book an appointment. We'll see you there.
Looking for a venue that blends luxury with purpose? Bahama Lodge offers full conference packages, premium accommodation, and tailored consultation services for your next event. Just 30 minutes from Pretoria and Johannesburg, our tranquil African bush setting inspires productivity and relaxation. Plus, by choosing Bahama Lodge, you contribute to social and environmental impact. Whether it's a corporate retreat or business conference, we have everything you need. Book your custom package at bahamalodge.com today. Limited dates available.
Tune in for inspiration on 657 AM.
And tell the disciples that Jesus is risen. You know, so I always take comfort in that, that even though there was no woman in the immediate 12 disciples, because these women were disciples, they followed Jesus, they supported his ministry. It says here that although they were, it was 12 men and disciples, the women made this greatest discovery and they were able to announce the world that Jesus is risen. So I always find that to say, you may not be the one who's first in line. You may not be the one who may be chosen or seems to be the natural one that will be given the prize or that would be considered in any circumstance, just like David, when they were giving the lineup of the when the prophet was there to come and anoint someone. They didn't naturally call David. They just called all his other brothers, thinking that they were the ones that God would have chosen. But the Bible tells us in the end that Samuel said, when God said, no, it's none of these ones, Samuel said, isn't there another one? And they went and called David. Oh, yes, the one that we haven't thought about, the one that we think is highly unlikely. So I want to encourage one woman today who is listening to the sound of my voice. I may encourage many women today who are listening to the sound of my voice, who are ready to really be those ones who step into this time of Jesus, the stone has been rolled away, of really making this greatest discovery and making it known to the world, of knowing that God may have called you for a very special assignment. You must not count yourself out. I think a lot of the times we as women may think of ourselves more lowly than we ought. We don't esteem who we are and who God has created us to be. We don't see our worth. We don't know how important we are in the agenda of God, in the agenda of our families, in just as women and the impact and contribution that we have to make on the earth. So I want to encourage you, mother, sister, friend, niece, colleague, just those women, aunts who are there, whose shoulders we can stand on, who have shared their stories with us, who've told us how amazing the Lord has been in their lives. Those ones who have taught us, and today we can stand and we have grown into these amazing women who can go out there and touch our world and affect our world for the better. So that is the woman, that is the message I have to encourage you today. You may be struggling there and thinking there is still the stone and I don't know how to roll that stone away. It could be the stone of discouragement. It could be the stone of depression. It could be the stone of a broken marriage. It could be the stone of unemployment. It could be the stone of a divorce. It could be the stone of children that has left you. There could be so many things that you may be wrestling with. But I want you to know today that Jesus is still in the miracle working business, that he will still come to you and touch your life in such a way that you will go and proclaim to others, come and see the man who has told me all about myself, who told me about the destiny, the future, and the plans that he has for me. There are plans to prosper me, plans not to harm me, plans to give me hope, bring me to an expected end, plans to give me a hope and a future. So, woman of God, I am encouraging you today, do not lose hope, do not give up. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. You may be the one that is going to make that great announcement. Now that I've given you a word of encouragement, I want to talk about the meaning of August. Yes, it's August month. It was Women's Day and then Women's Month. And it is really just a time for us to reflect, sit back, and really think about all those women that were instrumental in our lives. Like we said, we don't just come up by ourselves. We stand on the shoulders of other women, and mostly it would be our mothers, those we grew up with, our sisters, our friends. And other women were instrumental along our journey, whether it's a journey in growing up, our journey in marriage, our journey in our corporate world, our journey maybe as entrepreneurs in business. But there are women that are littered all over our lives that have helped us along the way. So there's just the history of Women's Day really fascinates me. All the way back in 1956, we have 20,000 women who marched to the union buildings on the injustices about the movement, the limitation of the movement of black people in our nation. But really what fascinates me is not about the politics behind it, is that 20,000 women in those days when we didn't even have social media put their minds to something, something that's important for them to achieve. And they decided to march on the union buildings. Now, that kind of unity is absolutely amazing. And I always think about that. Can I find 20,000 women who can come together, one heart, one mind, one purpose, and really talk about something that's important and then us take action on that thing? So that is how August came about. That's how Women's Day came about. And yes, in August, and I think sometimes women don't even think about what is the meaning of August. So I'm going to take some time just to unpack the meaning of August. And as I'm saying that, I want you to listen and let it just really sort of this seed marinate in your heart to really think about the month of August and what the word of August means. And how you as a flower should really be blossoming into having your August month and your August moment. So the dictionary tells us that the meaning of August is to be distinguished, to be great, respected, to be honored, esteemed, important, acclaimed, impressive, grand, magnificent, high-ranking, celebrated, well thought of, awe-inspiring, and renowned. And, you know, I put a post with the meaning of August and I said, women arise. So I want to encourage every woman out there that you, again, maybe like those women in the beginning, where you don't feel distinguished, you don't feel respected, you don't feel honored or esteemed. So it is time for you not just to wait for others to esteem you. It is time for you to esteem yourself. You're a child of God, your identity is in Christ, and sometimes we grapple and we are battling with a lot of identity issues. So I want to encourage women today to say, know that God has made you to be a very important person. Know that God has made you to be someone of high rank, someone who's impressive, someone who's important, someone who's to be honored, someone who's to be respected. And sometimes we have to just own that space, because when we don't respect ourselves, others don't respect us. So ladies, I want us to think like that. I want us to think about where am I falling short just here in the meaning of August. Do I think of myself in this way? Do I think of myself that God has made me to be magnificent? God has made me to be celebrated. Do I celebrate myself? Do I celebrate the accomplishments that I have? Do I take the time to even pause sometimes and say, Lord, I really thank you for giving me the grace to have achieved what I have achieved in life. And it may not be what others have achieved, but just to be thankful and grateful for what you have been able to achieve. Not to compare ourselves to others, because our assignments are different. Someone may be called to the business world. Someone is called to raise children. Someone may be called to ministry in church. Someone may be called to run an NGO. Whatever it is that God has placed on your heart, one is as important as the other. So I want to encourage you with the meaning of August, that if you don't feel that you are honored and respected, especially with all the gender-based violence that we have, all the brokenness in our society, there are many women that may be hurting out there. And today I want to ask you to make a shift. I want to ask you to think about August. I want to ask you to arise to the next level. I want you to think about coming out of obscurity. I want you to part with the feelings of doubt, of fear, of unbelief. I want you to think that there's a greater plan that God has in store for you. I want you to think the thoughts that God has about you. It says, His thoughts are not our thoughts, and His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are so much higher. God thinks so much higher about you than we may be thinking about ourselves. So I want to encourage us, as we are out there this month of August, knowing now the meaning of August, where do we have to make those adjustments? Just about being distinguished, are you using your voice of distinction? Has God given you a message? Has He asked you to write a book? Has He asked you to write a song? Has He asked you to design a dress? Has He asked you to start a business and you don't think you are the one who's qualified to do that? Women, arise. Arise into the meaning of August. You are the one to be esteemed. You are the one to be acclaimed. You are the one to be impressive. You are the one to be celebrated. You are the one to be well thought of. Just like the woman in Luke 8, they went all the way to be the woman in Luke 24 to make the greatest announcement that Jesus is risen. So that's my message to women. I want you to arise into every area that God has called you to arise. Arise from slumber, arise from sleep, arise from fear. Arise, because the Bible tells us, arise and shine. So it's not just your arising, it's also your shining. The Bible tells us that your light has come. So I'm going to read Isaiah 60 as I close this exhortation. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine. So with you, there's one instruction for arising, and there's also one for shining. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. So, child of God, woman of God, it is time to arise and shine. This is your season to arise and shine. So that is my word that I would like to leave with the woman in this August month, to encourage you to make big, bold, and audacious plans for the rest of the year. This is your season of turnaround. This is your season of advancement. Those goals that you've set, it's time to take them out. God is able. If we look at the story of Esther, it says that the grace and favor surrounded Esther. And all the way through the book, wherever Esther showed up, that grace and favor was there. So, women of God, that is where I'm going to leave it. Enjoy the rest of your August month. Be celebrated. Step into your place of purpose. And be the woman that God has called you to be. This is Prudence, your marketplace motivator. And I always talk and encourage you about winning in your marketplace. Meaning, every place where God has created a space and a place for you to operate, God wants you to arise and shine right there.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Indeed. And we played out there from Prudence Muchumi, talking about what August means and also encouraging in our women to keep at it and trust God that He's able to roll the stone away. We gave you the sounds of Pastor Colin Maluleke featuring Pastor Sicelo Moya, and the title of the song, Arise. And that is also connected to what she was talking about, the book of Isaiah 60 verses 1. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And she says, this is your time, women. It is time to arise and shine. And also, we also gave you the sounds of Sipose to Sihlangu. And the title of the song is He is Everywhere. So if you know He is everywhere, never be afraid to try that and do that, for the earth is the Lord's, and they that live or dwell in it, they also are the Lord's. So that business, go for it. He's everywhere. That business, go for it. She's encouraging us to go for it and stand again, try again, pray again, believe again, stand again. Just do it. And the Lord is faithful, and He will definitely see you through. And yes, my family, do remember, we are 44 years old as Radio Pulpit. We are celebrating our 44th birthday. Started from the 3rd of August, we've been celebrating this. We turned 44 on that day. And what a wonderful God that we serve. We are on the airwaves, and it's all because of His goodness and His grace and mercy. We thank Him for that. And yes, my family, for 44 years, we have been a voice of hope, faith, and love in our homes, in many homes, right here in South Africa and beyond. And this August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that, though, the same hope. The same hope that we've been sharing for 44 years, we'd like to say the same with those who need it most. And I'm talking about the children that we find in our communities, across our communities, these precious little ones who lack even the most basic essentials. Together with you, my family, we can change that. We do. We can. And we're asking you to join hands with us to change that. Our birthday wish is to provide much needed items such as toiletries, school stationeries, to brighten their lives. And we invite you to join us. Simply drop your donation here in Kilna Park at our offices right here in Pretoria, Kilna Park, or at Kalidio Church for Physical Street, Glen Marais, Campton Park. And if you are unsure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for their wish list. These heartfelt gifts will be shared with the children at homes like Yakaranda, Louis Buerta, and Muarester. So let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to be loved. And with those, I'm signing out. Next up is Germany, Yoni Pelsa with Perspective. It will be the news first with Vainand Rousseau, then crossing over to Perspective with Germany, Yoni Pelsa. And afterwards, you will enjoy Lukomkwedi Puti on Heart to Heart. And after Luko, it is Germany, Johan Else on Something Else. And then he continues with you also on Spectrum until 6 o'clock, when Pastor Ray Lukhodi takes over. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Swazi Dlamini You are great. But before that...
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.